grace and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. I'm going to say this to you, and this may be a pretty strong word, but I really want you to hear me today. You may say, Prophet, I feel like you're fussing, but it's okay. I want you to hear this today because we're going somewhere and God wants to do some things in us. And if God's going to do it, look at three people around you and say, some things got to change. Amen, amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Thank you, Brother Pettis. And in breaking of bread and in prayers, fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things, somebody shout, common. The word of God says, and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with what? Gladness. And what else? Singleness of heart. Doing what? Praising God and having favor with what? Somebody shout all the people. Say it again. Shout all the people. Amen. And the Lord added to the church monthly, weekly, yearly. The Lord added to the church how much? So that means that daily there should always be activity going on in the church. That something should be happening here daily that causes individuals to come down Brookshire, even when we're not having church. But there should be such a glory and such an attraction and such a pull that when people come here daily, folk come and say they want to join the church on a Wednesday night. And we don't even have church on Wednesday. But they was on Brookshire, and the spirit of prayer that saturated this building caused them to be drawn to come in the sanctuary. And they say, I don't even know why I came, but the Lord led me here. I've been needing somebody to touch and agree with me. And we are so in love with God, and he's such our priority that we put nothing before him, and we love to come to the sanctuary. Say amen to that. Amen. I want you to understand this. God has given us this building, and he's not just given us this building to come in here on Sundays and on Tuesdays to shout and to have church and to have a good time. All of that has its place. But my house shall be called a house of what? That's right. And so God wants to impart in this house without me telling you when to come, without me telling that's why we're going to be open, that anytime folk come, they're going to be people laying on their face. That was the purpose of the mothers. That was the purpose of those single women. Those single women were not building their careers. They were building their relationship with God. Quiet church. I said single women were not building their careers and trying to be special and wonderful. 1 Corinthians, I think it's around about verse chapter 7, verse 34. It said when you're single, you can care for the things of the Lord. You should take this time as a single woman and as a single man to get a strong relationship with God. Because once you are married, the Bible says your focus has to change. Ain't that what the Bible say? Amen. There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman care for the things of the what? Lord. That she may be holy both in body and be spirit. But she that is married care for the things of the world, how she may please her what? Husband. That's right. If you wanna be a prophetess and go forth in the ministry and just want God and want to flow in your, that's fine. You can do all of that. But just remember, once you are married, that ministry is subject to your husband. Y'all don't want to hear that kind of preaching. Tell somebody it's the truth anyway. All right, so I'm saying that God has given us this place, and these people had such an encounter with God, and something happened so powerful in the midst of these people that they came together daily. Somebody shout daily. They came together daily. They just came to the temple. They came to worship. They came to pray. They came to fast. They came to call on the name of the Lord. What you going by the church for? No reason. I'm just going up there. I just want to fellowship with the saints. I just want to love on the people of God. I want to give them can pray. But some of you praying, coming to the house of God, never comes to your mind, because there's a spirit that has crept on the 21st century church where you believe you can get everything you need from God in your bed at Bedside Baptist. No, ma'am. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at somebody say, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go to the house of the Lord. I don't care what nobody say. There's power in the house. There's an anointing in the sanctuary. And that's what David said. Send help from the sanctuary. There's help in the sanctuary. There's power in the sanctuary. So something occurred. These people came together. And I want to say something that is very profound that you really need to understand. There was a unique bond due to the struggle and the persecution that they had been through. What do you mean? I'm telling you that it's something about struggling that bonds each other together. Okay, let me help you. All of these people are running for their life. All of these people are under persecution. All of these people have maybe lost their house, have maybe lost a family member, have lost this and have lost it, all for the sake of the ministry, all for the sake of their pursuit in God. Do you notice, and I've said this to you before, do you notice that sometimes people that you would never talk to, that you never thought you would have any dealings with, when they tell you their testimony, you all of a sudden have an attraction to them because they went through something that you never thought they went through. You looked at them and you sized them up and thought they was bougie and thought they was all together until you find out they used to be a crackhead. You ain't saying nothing. Till you find out they used to be a whoremonger, a liar, a cheater. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Look at somebody. Say, God cleaned me up. God. Wrong neighbor. Find somebody. Say, God clean me up. Baby, you don't know half of my story. You don't know a fourth of the stuff God brought me out of. That's why we need to hear your testimony, because somebody's life is changed by your testimony. And you can't afford to sit in church and say, I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through, because you don't know who's sitting in the church who needs to hear your testimony. Amen. They need to know about that bad marriage. They need to know, hallelujah, about you being molested. They need to know you don't have a right to choose, that I'm not going to share that with anybody, because you don't know somebody can hear your testimony and chains be broken off of them. The deliverance is not always going to come through the preacher. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's why, how many people know we got to learn how to struggle together? Well, that's what these people did. They struggled together. Amen. They left everything together. They walked away from everything together. And them struggling together brought a unity. It's something about struggle that bonds you.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 When you got brothers and sisters that done been through the ditch together and done struggled together, I don't care what you go through, you remember where y'all came from. Am I telling the truth? Because it's something about struggle that causes us to come together. These people were bonded by their struggle. It was their testimonies. It was hearing the things that they lost. And walking up to somebody and say, how you doing, sister? Sister, I'm going through. Do you know my son just got killed for the sake of the gospel? Then another person come and say, guess what? I just lost my daughter to the sake of the gospel. You know, when you start talking about the things that you've been through and the things that you've experienced when you came here, you and Charlotte, so many of you came here to Charlotte by faith, stepped out, didn't know what was going to happen, came here by faith, living in your car, and folk discouraged, saying, well, I'm living in my car. Baby, you can testify to them and say, I know what it's like to live in the car. Y'all ain't saying that. You can testify and say, I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what it's like not to know where my next meal gonna come from. But can I testify and tell you, he brought me to this place. I wasn't always in this place, but if you only knew half of what he done just in the last 2 years, if God can bring me through, I promise you, he can bring you through. Tell somebody, I got a story to tell. People need to know. But one thing that the enemy does is he keeps us silent about our struggle.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
How many people know we should never struggle by ourselves?
Amen.
Give me John chapter 13, verse 34. I want you to hear this, and I really want you to understand this. You should never struggle by yourself. There should be such a transparency and such a love and such a bond in this house that I can tell you what I'm going through and know that when I tell you, I won't hear it again.
Amen.
It's okay. I got to cast some demons out today. Yeah, I should be able to come to you and say, sister, I'm going through this. Brother, I'm going through this in my life. And don't have to worry about you judging me. Amen. Don't have to worry about you looking down on me, because the truth of the matter is you going through stuff too. You just ain't told nobody. Amen. You should be able to tell that brother, sister, pray for me. Pray for me. A spirit of suicide is trying to creep up on me. Come on, you got to be able to talk to somebody. Amen. Brother, pray for me. I got a spirit of depression trying to creep up on me. I don't even know why I'm going through this. Don't even know why I'm feeling this way. But the devil's telling me, ain't no use. I feel like backsliding. I feel like walking away. See, some of y'all backslide because you don't talk to nobody. Some of y'all backslide and leave God because you don't want to tell nobody what you're going through. You can't handle that devil by yourself. That yoke is strong. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And if the devil ever get a hold of your mind, he got you. Look at somebody and say, I need you to war for me. Come on, look at somebody else and say, I need you to war for me. Not only that, you need to have discernment. You need to have enough discernment where you can recognize when a spirit is on your brother. Amen. You need to have enough discernment that without them telling you, you can look at her and say, where's your praise at? I ain't seen you dance in a while. Where's your testimony? You used to be smiling when you came in the sanctuary. What you going through? Come on, sister. We gonna break this thing. Come on. Let's meet on the altar. Let's go on a fast together, because the devil can't have you. You're too powerful to the kingdom to allow the enemy to snatch you through this. Deception. Shake your neighbor. Say, I got your back. Come on, shake somebody else. Say, I got your back. Gotta have discernment. Gotta recognize what's going on. So many people are struggling and are going through by themselves, all because you won't be transparent. You want everybody to think you got it all together. Amen. You want everybody to think you got money. Amen. Baby, you ain't got no money. That's fine. We know you broke. Praise God. We know you ain't got no money. We see you had on the same half piece for the last 60 years. We know something is going on. Come on, say amen. We know there's a struggle. We know there's a fight. But it's all right. Come on. I done struggled before. Talk to me. Y'all ain't gonna be honest in here. Tell somebody, I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. Look at somebody else. Say, I've been there. I've been there. I done ironed my clothes so much till it started shining. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I done been there. Wore the same jeans, just changed shirts. Y'all ain't saying. Tell somebody, been there.
Been there.
Shouldn't be struggling by yourself. So John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, and I'm really getting ready to help somebody, that you love what? One another as I have what?
Love you.
Now look at somebody and say, that's a command.
That's a command.
Would you look at somebody real quick and say, I'm commanded to love you.
I'm commanded to love.
Look on the other side, say, I'm commanded to love you.
To love.
Look around you and tell somebody, I'm commanded to love you. But I don't get to choose the measure of my love.
Hallelujah.
I don't get to love you based on what I can handle. I don't get to love you. You don't get to say, Prophet Khan, I hear what you're talking, but I ain't on that level yet. I didn't ask you about your level.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you what you matured to. I told you to love.
Yeah.
How you want me to love? The same way I love your nasty self.
Yeah.
The same way I love you and your attitude self.
Yeah.
The same way I put up with your mood swings, I want you to put up with other folks. Quiet in here. The same way I put up with your unstableness and your instability and your craziness. That's the same way I want you to love other folk. Watch this. And once that love comes, this is what I'm really trying to get to. Once that love comes, the reason this group of people were able to sell everything they had, the reason they were able to let go of everything, is they valued each other over possessions. Yeah, they value each other. You know, it don't matter if I lose stuff. I can't lose you. Yeah. Come on, y'all ain't hear that. Come on. I said, it ain't about losing stuff. It's about losing you. Right. So if I got to lose everything to stay in right relationship with you, I'd rather walk away from everything than to lose you and still have stuff. Which means there's a major demon, and please let me beat this devil down tonight. Tell somebody, say beat it down. Say, beat that monkey down.
Beat that monkey down.
It's a major demon in the church all over. Call a demon of selfishness. Yeah. That's why you're angry. That's why you're upset. That's why you're mad. That's why you can't apologize. That's why you can't get it right. Because you are full of yourself. You tell me something, well, I'll apologize, but they need to apologize to me first, pride. I'm tired of apologizing and ain't nobody apologizing to me, pride. See, you're selfish. It's all about you. Everything centers around you. You are so selfish that you hate being in environments that don't center around you. If friends go on a vacation, you control the vacation. Come on, Brother Khan, preach this thing. Oh, yes. Y'all never met that kind of spirit. The spirit that wants you to go places, and if you don't go with them, they get mad. Look at you, a party pooper. I ain't got to go if I don't want to go. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. That's a selfish spirit. Look at somebody say, selfish. You're so selfish that when people don't do what you want them to do, you control the room with silence and say, well, I ain't going to talk. I'm just going to stand here by myself. You're selfish.
What, Major?
Your mama did it to you. Y'all said, I ain't done with your selfish devil. Your mama did it to you. Your father did it to you. They gave you everything you wanted. They spoiled you. They turned you into a brat. They cared. Nobody cared about you crying. They cared when you cried. They cared when you shed your little tear. They asked you about, nobody cared about your feelings being hurt. See, if you was raised like I was raised, I had uncles that tormented you. I had uncles that we used to call it rank on you. I had uncles that would tell you ugly, you fat, you crazy, something wrong with you. And you go in the room crying, and guess what they do? Follow you to the room and say, nobody care nothing about you crying. Now, they didn't do that to kill our confidence. They did that because they wanted us to know that the world don't care nothing about your feelings. The world will chew you up and spit you out. You better learn how to have a backbone and learn how to survive when things don't go your way. You're selfish. You're mad. Won't even praise God because you want to sit somewhere and the usher didn't sit you where you want to be sit because you're selfish. They didn't give you what you want to do. They didn't let you serve like you wanted to serve. Tell somebody that got to go. That got to go. Look at somebody and say, you got to die. You got to die. If any man come after me, he must first deny him. Selfish. All about what you want. All about how you feel. You give when you get ready. You praise when you feel like it. You sing if you want to sing. You don't feel like it, you don't feel like it. You don't want to do it, you don't do it. You don't like it, you don't like it. You are self-centered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's where we are. That's what's wrong with us. Bad swine. That's why we cannot grow. We cannot mature. You can't even get past an offense because the whole time you're focused on what they did to you. You can't even get past. You can't even see the light on the other side because you are so focused. You don't know what they did to me. Well, God understand. God don't want me to be no pushover. They pushed him over. See, you're selfish. Your life is centered around you. You were damaged. You were damaged. And what your parents did was created a narcissist who lives in a world that when things don't go your way, you catch attitudes, you get mad, and you manifest. Y'all quiet in here. Look at three people around you and tell them the world don't revolve around you. I'm sorry nobody told you. I'm sorry your grandmama lied to you and told you you was the baby child. You was the big first grandbaby. I know your whole life you was just the special one, but they damaged you. By giving you whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted it, like you want. That's a distraction. Whatever you wanted, when you got to learn. Look at somebody on the left and the right and tell them, I want to tell you again. The world don't revolve around you. Amen. I'm preaching. Some of y'all so selfish. While I'm preaching, you sitting up thinking, he preaching about me. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. See, that's that selfishness manifesting. And this time you can be selfish because I am preaching on you. That's one time I'm preaching on you and your selfish, ungodly, unregenerate, proud self. World don't revolve around you. You want to sing on the break scene, they told you sit down. Too bad. Life goes on. Your mama lied, told you you could sing. You can't. They lied to you. They lied. You can't sing. You cannot sing. I'm telling you, I'm anointed. No, you're not. You're not anointed to sing. You're anointed to do something else, but not to sing. Amen. I get breakthroughs, yes, in the shower, by yourself. But not in the temple. You're not anointed to sing in public. You have a private singing ministry. World don't stop because of you. Everything don't end because you mad. But some of us, your whole life, and because of that, it is impossible for you to grow. It is impossible for you to mature. It is impossible for you to put other people's needs before yours because all you do is think about what you want.
Teaching, sir.
Yes, sir. What if I didn't get out of bed because I'm tired? What if I left you without a pastor? What if you came here on Sunday and Tuesday looking for a word, but I decided to be selfish and say, I don't feel like going to preach. I'm tired. I deserve some rest and don't come to church for 30 days. Isn't it a shame you don't want me to do it, but you're going on sabbaticals when you get ready? See, you go missing when you get ready. Yeah. Ain't nobody seeing you in 2 weeks. Ain't nobody seeing you. Wait, I was with God. No. You was with crazy. That's where you was. Amen. What if what if God chose to be like us? What if God talked to us when he got ready? What if he dealt with you when he got ready? What if he gave you breath when he got ready? What if he woke you up when he got ready? He don't do that to us. He's righteous. He's just. He's faithful. You can't even get over stuff. You can't even move on with your life because you're sitting up focused on I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60. Look at where I'm at. I should have been further along by now. I feel like my life is stuck. I feel like my life is on hold. I don't understand all these. You're selfish. Why ain't nobody shouting in here? Tell your neighbor again. Say, I'm sorry to tell you. The world don't revolve around you.
Teaching that Bible.
What if your assignment is to be by yourself? See, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. What about Kosha? What if your assignment is to go from place to place? See, here's the problem. Can I preach like I feel it? I mean, can I really keep going, church? Look at somebody say, the Holy Ghost is going to remove selfishness from this body. Whenever you ask to do something, you're going to do it. Whenever you're told to do something, you're going to do it. You ain't going to say, I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I just got done working. I'm sleepy. I don't feel like it right now. All about you. You're the only one tired. You the only one ain't sleep. You the only one ain't got no rest. I said, Holy Ghost was talking to me so much last night. All last night, Holy Ghost was talking to me. I slept for 1 hour. I slept 1 hour last night. Now, what if I decided that because I slept 1 hour, you know, I'm not going to come to church. I'm not going to be faithful because I need to get. See, I gave up I when I said yes. You don't get to say yes to the Lord and still think you're going to get to do what you want to do. The mine eleman de la hosha. The minute you said, not my will. See, it's easy to say, it's harder to live. Come on, church. Pastor, I'll be there. Pastor, would you meet with me at this time? I know you're tired, Pastor. Don't say that. Why are you saying that? I'll be. Hey, see, you want that spirit of humility and brokenness where you're giving up yourself, that your pastor, your leader, anybody in this ministry can call you 4 a.m. and say, sister, I'm stranded on the side of the road. Will you come get me? Will you come get me? You ain't got Uber. Don't you got Lyft? I shouldn't have to call Lyft. Shouldn't have to call Uber. I can call you. Be good to all men, especially those of the what? Household.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida. Or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjax.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More Grace, we're excited about your future.